When speaking with the advantage of a good PA system, try to avoid the shouting preacher syndrome. That's our key sentence, and we welcome you to the SermonCoach.com podcast. I'm your host, Dean Wilson. We're talking today with Dr. David Maines, the executive director of SermonCoach.com. It's our desire to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons. David, why is it so many ministers seem to be shouting when they preach?
Well, I think it's a product of hundreds and hundreds of years. I presume if we could go back into Jesus' time, I would imagine that Jesus shouted when he preached. And the reason I believe that is because that's the only way he could be heard. The crowds were in the thousands and thousands, and you're not going to be heard if you talk quietly. And there's this long history of people in large cathedrals having to really speak at the top of their lungs to get people in the back row to hear, and preaching outside and such. I believe that PA systems came into being somewhere around the quarter of the century in the 1900s, so we're talking from 1925-26 on, starting to get amplifying systems, but it takes a long time for certain styles to change. So my guess is that John the Baptist was a shouter. I would presume that Elijah was a shouter. You know, you go back into those times, and most of those people you're talking about, up until very recent history, like 100 years ago, that's the way they were going to be able to get the big crowds to be able to hear them, by shouting. A lot of the pictures then of preachers that people did were of, again, a shouter and the veins coming out on the neck and all that kind of thing. It's kind of nice to think of Jesus just talking in very gentle tones, but I doubt whether that happened. I presume that, again, in order for people to hear him, he had to talk as loudly as he could.
How come many ministers still shout today when they really don't have to?
Well, that's a good question. And again, I was implying that from what you asked me before, that old habits die very slowly. It is the style of, I don't want to sound like I'm being critical, it's the style of African-American preachers for the most part. I've been in many, many services where I've listened to African-American preachers preach, and they preach with a lot of shouting. There are a lot of white ministers who do the very same thing. I think of most Pentecostal preachers. They are shouters more than they are calm, factual. Well, that's not a fair word, but they're not sedated, put it that way. Within the evangelical camp, you know, Billy Graham in the first part of his ministry was basically a fiery shouter. As he grew older, he began to be less that way. Maybe it's even possible to take this on a broader scale than just preachers, because when you had Lincoln-Douglas debates, my guess is that they spoke very loudly. They learned how to use their voices in a special way so they could minister to huge crowds of people. Otherwise, if you talk quietly, you're talking maybe four or five rows, and after that, all through the audience, what did he say? What did he say? You know, it just is something that has been a part of public speaking for a long time. Politicians were that way. Now, everything kind of changed within even my lifetime, I would say. And what happened was the person, you know who they call the great communicator? Does that make sense to you?
Ronald Reagan.
Yes, Ronald Reagan. And he was different. Basically, when he talked in a very calm way, but he knew that there were amplification systems, and he took advantage of all those. And I think he was the one who kind of turned the corner to a large degree. When you see communication for the most part now, say on television, those people are very well mic'd and they don't shout. Sometimes they get into arguments with each other and they raise their voice, but for the most part, when they're talking, they're not into the, what did you say, preacher style?
We call it the shouting preacher syndrome.
Yeah, so that's not really where the world is right now. If you, even within the political circle, for the most part, they're talking television more than public debates. So when you think of, say, President Obama, he's not a shouter as such. He basically is going to talk very calm, and I don't think it's because he appears intellectual. It's more his speaking style is what I'm trying to say. I think the day is changing, and it will come about where shouting is not nearly as much what preachers do as it used to be, but it's very deeply ingrained in the psyche of ministers. And why doesn't it stop with the new generation? It's because people copy each other. So even if you listen to, say, religious radio today now, you'll still pick up a lot of shouters. I think of Tony Evans, who's a black preacher today on most evangelical stations. And I would say that he doesn't talk normally. He's basically talking very loudly to people. And basically what those programs are his preaching style, as opposed to him being in a studio when he would... I mean, if he would be interviewed and he would talk that way, you'd say, man, lower your voice. We're just the two of us here and we're around the country. It looks like you're mad or something. it's very hard to do the shouting style without appearing to some degree a little bit odd in today's world.
I wonder if there's a difference between shouting loudly in order to show passion and speaking with intensity to show passion.
Oh, of course there are. There's a big difference. In fact, you can show intensity by talking very quietly. If I begin to whisper, you know, I all of a sudden you're going to listen more intently than you were listening before because you want to make sure you're picking up what I'm saying. So you can show intensity in a lot of different ways. But what happened was I couldn't say I'm being quite intense now if there was a crowd out there, because that won't work. You're trying to do the best you could with what you had at the time, and you didn't have PA systems back then. You didn't have an engineer listening to what you're saying and say, we need to repeat that because that came off muffled with her. You know, it's a new day. You know, if you're talking loud is bad, you certainly have totally missed what's happening in popular music all around the world, because they almost injure people's ears because they go so loudly. But that's the style. It's not the style anymore in terms of the church, although a lot of people feel that way. They feel like you don't really have strong feelings about what you're saying, unless you get into that preacher mode where everything is loud and intense. And it's kind of crazy, because basically what we're talking about is communication. What Ronald Reagan said, which was interesting about him, he said, all of this, he didn't use these exact words, but this is irrelevant. What is most important is content. Does what I have to say make sense? And if it doesn't make sense, at that point, nothing works. So, you know, it's kind of like the old joke, don't know if what I'm saying makes sense, so shout louder. You know, that doesn't work anymore. Content is the big thing, and it's communication, and what is the style of communication that people are used to now. And in my personal feeling, I could not go and listen to a shouter very long. I would either say, I need to talk to you. I may get deaf after a while and feel differently, but there's something that goes along with that style that offends me in a way, because it's not normal to me. So now if I went to Africa and they wanted me to preach, I think I would get used to shouting if I had to, just because it doesn't make any sense not to. You know, you don't have the same amplification we do. But it's an interesting world, and it's very fascinating to me that sometimes people say, well, you really don't feel strongly about what you're saying because you don't show that emotion. You know, you're not sweating. It's kind of like mistaking the infilling of the Holy Spirit or the preaching under the influence of the Holy Spirit with sweating like mad because you're just screaming at the top of your lungs. I think that I'm more the person who says, like with Reagan, content is the key. What am I saying? Does it make sense? Am I communicating? That kind of thing. I'm just kind of curious about your thoughts, Dean.
I think you've hit on something that's very relevant, because recently I was in a service where suddenly the pastor began to shout, and I'm quite certain he was trying to show how passionately he believed in what he was saying, but it almost knocked me out of my pew. I thought, why is he shouting at me? He's almost overloading the public address system. This happens to be a place where the public address system is simply turned on and there's no one there to adjust it. And he knew that. He could have shown his passion in another way. In contrast with that, we just watched a news conference during our break here. The person speaking was a very authoritative figure. There was a point in what he was saying where he should have shown great passion, and it really came across very strangely. They're talking about the Ebola crisis. He's trying to be very calm, but he wanted to express how badly he felt for someone who became infected, and it was in the same tone and in the same style that he had been saying all this other information, and it came across to me rather flat. Not that he should have raised his voice, but there are so many other ways of showing emotion in your voice. Even some strategic pauses,
right,
I think would have been appropriate, whereas he was hitting his points pretty straightforwardly. I'm not criticizing the person, because I don't doubt for a moment that he meant what he said, but it didn't come across with passion. Mm-hmm. Pastors need to find a better way in our modern world of expressing passion than shouting.
Mm-hmm. That's very well said.
What we're saying is, when speaking with the advantage of a good public address system, try to avoid the shouting preacher syndrome. We're so glad you could join us for our time together today. You've found our SermonCoach.com podcast at our website, SermonCoach.com. That's Sermon-Coach.com. We also have resources there on our website to help pastors create effective, life-transforming sermons, and we invite you to take full advantage of those resources. And we also invite you to join us when once again we meet for a SermonCoach.com podcast.